of the best microtropes in a book is 100% when she's either looking fantastic and walks into like maybe like a ballroom or something and everyone's eyes go to her and he's like really possessive, wants her eyes on him type of situation, or like someone's hitting on her and he goes like absolutely feral. These are my favorite types of scenes in the whole entire world. So I've compiled a list of books. I'm gonna tell you about the jealousy scenes and which books they belong to. Let's get into it. This first jealousy scene, she is getting a drink at the bar, but she can't decide what she wants because she's not really from this world. And so she doesn't know like what any of the drinks are. So one of the guys comes up to her and he is like helping her with the drink, asks her to dance. They're like dancing on each other at this bar. Then all of a sudden she like turns around, he is no longer there, and she looks over. The main male character has this man up against a wall by his throat and is like yelling at him, if you touch her ever again, like it's on sight. Like this man is pissed. And that comes from this book, Illuminance by Kara Douglas. This is the second book in the Unraveled Fate series. First of all, the series has unmatched yearning. Yearning in this series, especially done from him, top tier. Like he's obsessed with her immediately. But this also has a really good slow burn romance as well, and there's a prelude that goes to this series that is just heartbreakingly amazing. This series is a masterpiece. 10 out of 10 suggest. Just be warned, the first book does feel a little YA, but it's still such a good story, and the second book is fantastic. This next one, she and him, she's with like her group of friends. He's with his group of friends, but he helps her friends sneak out because they don't really get out that much. And she decides she wants to use one of his friends to kind of just get with for the night because it's something she's never done before. She kind of wants to rebel. So she grabs this guy and she says, we're gonna go and we're gonna hit the grass real quick. They end up not going through with that because he says something that's a little dumb and she's like, whatever. So they go their separate ways. Later on, she sees the main male character with this man that she had dragged off with a black eye, and they are not talking to each other. So later on, she ends up telling him that she never ended up being with this guy, but the main male character literally punched him in the face just for the idea of it. And that came from The Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillig. This book was so good. To be honest, I love this book so much. I know that it has a lot of hype around it, but it's for good reason. The world building was really good. The slow burn is a really good slow burn. The world is just really cool, and the side characters are chef's kiss. Now, this next one is a little darker. So she's at this party, okay? And she's with the main male character, and she's supposed to be acting kind of like she's in love with him. Like, she's supposed to be, like, devoted to him, but she's also trying to get information on people she loves. And so one of the other guys that they're, like, talking to says, I'll give you this information on this person you love for a kiss. And she's like, you know what, say less. So she jumps into his lap, kisses him really quick, and, like, lets go of him. He tells her the information, goes back to the guy that she came with. He is stoic. He's not looking at her anymore. So she's like, what is his problem? Then, right after this, after the dinner, they go to this like game. It's like a tournament thing that they're attending. And this woman looks at her and she's like, you are just the most gorgeous woman I've literally ever seen. Grabs her, kisses her on the throat and on the face, everywhere. So they get home. He is not talking. He's like almost shaking. And she's like, why are you upset? And he's like, do you not know why? Like, you're supposed to be with me and you're kissing a whole bunch of other people. They get in this huge tiff. Anyway, it's really, really good. Please check out the trigger warnings in this one. It is Rose and Chains by Julie Soto. This scene was chef's kiss, and there are plenty more like that. In this next one, she and her best friend are finally able to join. It's like this academy that she never thought she'd be able to attend because you have to have crazy abilities with magic and be a great warrior, and she is none of those things, but she just found out she has these crazy powers that she believes she could wield if she gets into this school. So she and her best friend, he's a guy, they're on their way there, but they get stopped by this group of men who are like hunting. They decide to like help them back to the academy. But essentially, when they're helping them back into this academy, he's like getting mad at her because she's like trying to talk to him. And he's like, why don't you just ask your boyfriend? And she's like, what boyfriend? And he's like, the guy you're here with. And she's like, that is not my boyfriend. That's like my best friend. That's like my brother. And he's like, oh my, really? That's your brother. Just automatically, he wants to answer her questions after that. It's so good. And that comes from A Requiem for Fallen Stars by Hazel S. Wilkes. I love this book so much. It's got an academy setting, trainer trainee. It's so freaking good. And the ending left off on a crazy cliffhanger. I cannot wait for book two. And finally, one of the most feral jealousy scenes I have literally ever read. These two people are in a bond that cannot be reversed, but they can feel everything on each other, like their emotions, and especially if they're feeling pleasure, okay? And she's like pissed at him because she was forced into this bond with him, and now it can't be reversed. So one of his friends comes into town and she decides like, because I'm not touching this guy, I'm gonna go get with his best friend. So she's like trying to get with him and they're starting to get down. And all of a sudden, like this guy just gets like slammed into the wall. And she's like, what is happening? She looks over, the guy that she's in this entanglement with is furious watching them, because this is his house that they're at. And so he's like, you cannot be with someone in my house. And she's like, well, it's not gonna be with you. And he's like, well, if it's not with me, it's not with anyone, and especially not with this guy. And he is like close to, at this point, like unaliving him, so she has to like stop him. And that is the second book in the Veiled Fate series. So the first book is A Dance of Fates by EVA, but the second book where this takes place is A Whisper of Blood. I love this book. I ate it up in like 2 days. It was so easy to read, and I really like this series. It's a really good indie series. The first book reads a little YA just because the female main character is a little young at first, but when she grows into herself towards the end of this book, it's really good. And the second book, it really picks up. The main male character in this, he's obsessed with her, and it's just delicious.